I just see that the role of the local church kind of depends on, you know, what are the assets that your church has. You know, you can definitely just start with being a welcoming neighbor.
Church is complicated, and for many of us, it can be difficult to see a path forward. Is it even possible for the church to be the hopeful, healing presence Jesus intended? At World Relief, we believe the answer is still yes. Every day, we see stories unfold of people moving together to create change in communities across the globe. Not because the church is perfect, but because God desires to use community to create change. In the midst of the mess, in the midst of human brokenness, God still moves through the local church.
This is Forward Together, hope-filled stories from the global church.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew Sorens. I'm the U.S. Director of Church Mobilization and Advocacy at World Relief, and I'm joined today by Holly Andrews. Holly is the Outreach Director at Brooklake Church in Federal Way, Washington, and she's been instrumental in launching barista training programs for refugees and immigrants at two churches in the Western Washington area. I'm eager to hear more from her about how these programs came to be and how she's seeing U.S. churches in her area use the resources they have to express Christ-like welcome for their newest neighbors. Thanks so much for being here with me today, Holly.
Yeah, thanks, Matthew. I'm grateful to join you in encouraging our listeners in seeing how God is moving through our local church.
So, Holly, can you briefly tell us a bit of your own story and how you are connected to World Relief?
World Relief was really instrumental in introducing me to those seeking refuge in Minneapolis in particular about 20 years ago. And I was originally matched with a family from Somalia and spent some time tutoring the kids. Down the road, I became an adjunct professor at Bethel University. That opened the door for me to go to Cambodia and teach a course with students. And that's when I came across a unique training program for women who were rescued from trafficking. They were being trained in a cafe. And I was so amazed at the dignity of the program and the ways that they invested in their spiritual care. Even though the women were, you know, not as educated and lacked that opportunity to be literate, they came alongside them where they were at and helped them to succeed. And they became managers and baristas and cake decorators. And I thought, wow, I really want to be a part of something like that. So soon I moved to Washington and started working for World Relief Western Washington. And at the same time, I was attending a church that had a full-on coffee shop. And I thought, wow, this would be a really neat opportunity to partner together, the church and World Relief. So we started in 2012, and we've gone through about 25 trainees.
Wow. So I love how you've taken both what you got to see there in Cambodia and then recognizing the resources available within your church and leveraging those to serve your neighbors. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you've seen that barista program help refugees and immigrants as they rebuild their lives in the U.S.?
As you know, Matthew, many of our newcomers come with just incredible talents and skills and aspirations, but there are a number of challenges to resettlement. You know, they face the challenge of improving or learning English skills and the understanding the culture and the expectations of the American workplace. And they can definitely feel like a stranger in their new home. And even just find it hard to be confident about the talents and skills they actually have to offer. And so being this church-based program, we really have the opportunity to connect with newcomers, to become part of a community and feel less of a stranger. And then we also have the flexibility to meet trainees where they're at with their work, you know, their work experience or their English level. And we've also seen trainees obtain employment through the cooperation of our World Relief employment specialists. Church members have made lasting friendships and, you know, they get something that they can put on their resume and they leave just with more confidence and economic potential. And just feel like they have the skills that some skills that they can take into their workplace. And then they just are able to be enfolded into our church community. You know, they've been able to receive prayer and attend special events and visit small groups. So that's really special. And I can't forget to mention something really important is that our participants have been so instrumental in helping the church to be better at following God's call for welcoming a stranger, because they've clarified so many misperceptions of the refugee community, and they've shared their lives and really equip us to be better at those relationships.
That's so encouraging to hear. You know, having been on staff for a while at World Relief, where we obviously work with lots of local churches, and now on staff at a local church, what would you say you see the role of the local church is in helping to create more welcoming communities for refugees and immigrants?
Yeah, I can't help but think about the really early church, what it looked like. And we see that in Acts. And, you know, people came together and were pouring over God's word and fellowshipping together and being devoted to each other. And it's just amazing to be able to see the potential of the local church if they enfold newcomers into this kind of really rich community. So practically, though, I would say, you know, one of our roles is to build awareness, help us to encourage our church to understand who is out there, who our neighbors are, you know, and discover who else is caring for those newcomers and come alongside those who know the resettlement process, you know, like a World Relief Agency. You know, World Relief has been such a great partner for us to just know how best to come alongside and get that support. I feel like God moves in our hearts when we're aware. So just really focusing on awareness and take time to pray. What does your specific church really have to offer? And then partner with the community, you know, after finding out who is caring, come alongside them. And I would also say a unique place to partner might be with a church, possibly one of the ethnic churches in your area that's also, you know, enfolding newcomers. They might need some extra support. Our church has a service for the Ukrainian community around us. And I know that the community has definitely had a lot to manage, you know, and so we come alongside and offer some extra support. And within those ethnic churches, I think that can really be a great way to be involved too. So I just see that the role of the local church kind of depends on, you know, what are the assets that your church has. You know, you can definitely just start with being a welcoming neighbor.
Do you have any other specific stories about how this work is making an impact, either in general, through your church, or in relation to the barista program specifically?
Yeah, you know, our most recent trainee was really special because it was kind of like exactly what we wanted, kind of the exact fit that we wanted for someone. So this woman from Ukraine, she just came recently, and she had been a barista in the Ukraine for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So she had the skills, but she didn't quite feel confident and ready to take a job yet because she really felt like her English skill wasn't ready. And so World Relief helped her get a job, but she was expressing, you know, I didn't really like that job. It made me just feel tired. And, you know, it didn't feel like I was using my skills. And so after about 6 weeks in the training program, she applied for a job as a barista in a local cafe and got the position. And now she's working and she's just really, really happy. And she said, I'm so glad that I get to do what I really love to do. And so that was really special, is to really move someone into some, you know, really fulfilling work.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that story. It's so encouraging to hear the positive. I'm wondering, though, if you think back, has there ever been a time you doubted God or doubted the work he was doing through the church? And if so, can you tell me about that time?
Yeah, sure. You know, as many people probably remember, just being in that awkward situation of the lockdown during COVID in 2020. And, you know, I was an outreach assistant at the time, and it just really felt like there were so many needs that were coming up with vulnerable people, and especially our seniors, school age kids, and our refugee population too. And, but the church just kind of felt weak because we were having a hard time connecting the dots. It just felt like we kept running up against barriers, and it was easy to think, wow, is God going to use us. And, you know, this is our time to shine. And, you know, looking back, God was doing something in our hearts. I think he was moving us, and especially I could see in myself personally, it was a time to be reshaped and rebuilt and just kind of really see what is really important. And what seemed to arise was community is just so important. And I really desire that for people now. And I also do see that it was just so valuable to have that deep security in Christ and just have that new perspective of what it means to hope and trust in God.
That's so great. Thank you for sharing that. I wonder if you could tell me what you would say to someone who is maybe feeling discouraged or even ready to give up on the church today.
Yeah, you know, I would say it's okay to feel unsettled. You know, it's okay if you have those feelings of disappointment that maybe the church isn't meeting expectations. You know, that means, you know, it's also okay to expect more. And but it helps to remember that the church is more than just the walls that host a weekly gathering. It's Jesus followers living as disciples. And, you know, when followers of Jesus seek God's word and seek to live it out, there's going to naturally be transformation in our lives and those around us. And God will never stop working. You know, I believe he will honor the one who takes that step of faith and ask the Lord to make them an instrument in his hands. He says, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, so he won't waste a willing laborer. we can be encouraged when he says his eyes roam to and fro over all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully devoted to him.
You know, World Relief, we've been talking a lot about what it means to move forward together as one body. As you know, having worked here, we're a very diverse organization with lots of different Christian expressions rolled into one. So it feels important for us to explore that question. But my question for you would be, how can the church as a unified body move forward together?
I would say embrace the differences and see them as strengths. You know, diversity can lead to greater outcomes. Brooke Lake has been involved in an organization called We Love Our City, and it's comprised of churches and agencies. And recently I was asked by our middle school that we provide some support to, it's right next to our church, and they said, could you provide a welcome back barbecue? And it was a last minute request. And they said, you know, there's going to be about 700 students and their families coming through. And I thought, wow. So through this partnership with We Love Our City and the area churches banding together, we had plenty of volunteers representing four different churches and even our local veteran center. And we were able to welcome these students and family members. It just makes a big vision come true when you're able to partner and embrace the diversity across your community and, you know, linking together. So people, I believe, to really appreciate the opportunity to be the body of Christ, working together in cooperative efforts. And people who witness that really see a genuineness and really kind of see this principle lived out in Psalms that says, you know, good and pleasant it is when God's people dwell in unity.
Well, thank you so much, Holly. As we end our time, I wondered if you'd say a prayer over our time and over all those who are listening today.
Yeah, absolutely. God, thank you for your beautiful design of the church and just people gathered together to seek you, to worship you, and spur one another on towards a faithful walk and spill into the lives of others, Lord. And I just pray you can encourage each listener, Lord. May it be the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Forward Together, Hope-Filled Stories from the Global Church, a podcast series by World Relief. To learn more about World Relief and get involved, visit www.worldrelief.org.